From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's state news agency says the government says it's ready to resume United Nations-sponsored peace talks with the opposition in Geneva at the end of August. The announcement follows talks in Damascus between Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad and UN Special Envoy Ramzi Ramzi.
Lastly, the minister confirmed the intention of the Syrian government to participate in these talks once they are held.
In other developments, the Britain-based London Observatory for Human Rights says U.S.-backed forces have driven Islamic State forces from 70% of the city of Manbij. And the International Rescue Committee says airstrikes targeted a hospital in the opposition-controlled town of Dara. They say at least six people were killed. The identity of the aircraft was not immediately clear. A huge explosion was reported outside a guest house in Kabul. The Northgate Hotel near the Kabul airport housed foreign contractors, including Americans. The Taliban says it set off a bomb outside the building. It says it caused a large number of casualties, but there was no independent verification of that. At least 13 people have been killed, including seven attackers, in an assault on a Somali police compound in Mogadishu. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Turkey intensified its crackdown Sunday on officials who allegedly played a role in a failed coup in mid-July, dismissing nearly 1,400 military personnel. Among those discharged, a top aide to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Mr. Erdogan is seeking to tighten his grip on the country's armed forces and its spy agency. This is VOA News.